We're now joined by head coach Lee Etta-Fordyce of the Grundy R5 Lady Panthers. Lady Panthers pick up a victory over Gilman City Saturday in the quarterfinals of the conference tournament at Galt, 64-29. Morgan Axtell, 23. Aubrey Gann had 18 for Grundy in that victory. Pretty big game for Grundy. And in fact, we were anticipating, if you go by the seeds, a Grundy Tri-County matchup Tuesday night at 8 in the semifinals. But Tri-County got beat, upset there, 6 seed over 3 seed. So it'll be the Bobcats of East Harrison taking on Grundy R5. Coach Fordyce, by all indications, and we talked about the fact that Gilman City's rebuilding a little bit this year, but Saturday looked like the girls came out strong on their home floor.
Yeah, and the girls had talked about, we played Hale and lost to Hale, and we didn't do very well against them. Seemed like we just couldn't hit at, there, and it just wouldn't fall for us. But the girls said, we are just kind of rusty. And I said, well, you really haven't had a lot of practice time. And then when we get a game, we got a game in, and then another snow day and no practice. And so, then you get into a game when you haven't done anything the day before. That hurts. And then we actually got to practice a little bit before the day before with the Gilman City game, which does help us. And they came out and looked pretty good against Gilman. So I was really proud of the girls there.
We talked about Morgan, and certainly the game that I saw your team play at Hall at Hoop, she shot the ball great against Madison, but she's really stepped up her ball game to where she's a go-to player for you. If you need a bucket, Morgan's probably going to see the ball.
Right. Morgan is, when she's on, she's on. And Aubrey Gann has been picking up some speed, too. She's been coming in, and she's been shooting well and driving in and drawing some fouls, which, is good. And when those two are hot, it's really nice. And then Alyssa Webb's come in and started rebounding. I think she had 15 rebounds. And, she's 5'4", but she can sure rebound. So I think, honestly, I think Saturday I saw more team play than I've seen in a while, which was really nice.
Your team is not as deep as it was in December, so the girls that you have that are putting numbers on the board, they're being very good and consistent in doing that, and many of those are girls that you just mentioned. Has it almost, in kind of a funny way, helped them in the fact that they know that they're the ones that are counted on to score at this point, and their focus is really on because of that?
Well, I told them, sometimes when doors close, others open. And these girls have had an opportunity to step up, and I mentioned several times, you never know when you're going to get to go in a game, and that is your chance to shine. So when the opportunity arises and you get on the floor, you get out there, you do your best, because sometimes that's where you tell the players that, this player can do a lot more than I realized, or this player, has more drive than I thought they had. And then you just start seeing things come together. And I saw the girls communicating a little bit better, and the veteran players tended to help the ones that hadn't played as much. And I was really proud of the way they came out and worked well together.
There are losses that, you can kind of come back from. And sometimes that's a loss that you play well against a good team. You just can't get over the hump. But there are things that you feel like, hey, we played well enough, we can build upon it. Yeah, and I don't know all the details from Hale, Coach, other than the fact that you had a lead for about three quarters, and then Hale really caught you, and you really struggle in the fourth quarter. To me, that sounds like, that's the type of loss that makes for a long bus ride home and those things, and probably a good thing that the girls were able to get back on the floor so quickly.
Yeah, we did. I thought, I really thought we were going to win that game, and then in the fourth quarter, we kind of fell apart a little bit. We had got into foul trouble, which didn't help us, and then I had one of my starters fouled out, and I don't think we hit as well in that game. It seems like that fourth quarter we started to force some shots, which we didn't need to do. That's something we need to do, is when we are ahead, we need to play like we're ahead and be a little bit more patient and work the ball. And sometimes the girls still want to go down there and, maybe pass two or three times and shoot the ball if they're not quite open. And I said, I would much rather play off on offense than on defense. So go down there and work your offense and work for your open shot, and let them play defense for a while. And that is something that sometimes we don't do very well.
That can be a very difficult spot to be when you're on the road and the team that you have a lead against is making a run in the fourth quarter, and the crowd's into it, and that panic sort of situation kind of kicks in offensively. That can be a very difficult thing to get the girls out of.
And especially when you're in foul trouble, because mm-hmm. then you've got, okay, I can't be as aggressive because I don't want to foul. And then when you do have someone foul out, that takes a starter out, and then it's a little hard for the girls that have been sitting on the bench to go in a game like that, because it's pretty intense anyway. And then you stick somebody in there that hasn't been out on the floor as much, and they've got to get back into it. It makes it kind of tough.
So East Harrison, you saw them, you know, have the same discussion that we had with Coach Wells, because you have seen them, but it's been about 2 months. You played them on the 7th of December. You won it up there pretty handily, 47-29, but you know, both teams are going to be a lot different here 2 months later.
Yeah, we're going to be a lot different. We kind of know how they play, and they know how we play. I know last year they scouted us a lot, you know, and I believe in last year in the conference tournament they beat us, you know, after we had beat them during the school year. So hopefully that doesn't happen again this year. Hopefully we go in strong and stay strong and don't let up and play smart and do all the things that we know how to do.
If you win, Coach, and granted, you know, Coach Smith up there at Mercer be the first one to say that the Cardinals got to take care of their business and beat North Harrison, but they're the number one seed, and they'll be favored to do so. Doesn't mean they will, but they'll be favored. If you can get by East Harrison, there's a pretty good chance that you get a chance to play Mercer again on your floor on Friday night. How much are the girls looking forward to that potential opportunity seeing Mercer again?
We would love that. And, you know, honestly, those Mercer girls are really nice girls, and the coach has done a good job with them. And, you know, we just would like to play a good game against them and hopefully not be intimidated. And I don't know why we are intimidated, but we tend to let that happen. We just need to go in and play our game and not let them, you know, influence how we, you know, how what speed we play or whatever. And hopefully we get that opportunity. So we will see after, you know, Tuesday night.
Yeah, don't overlook anything, but that's potential sitting out there. Obviously, Mercer, the one seed, and Grundy, the two seed. Game time's tomorrow, 5:20 for the Mercer game, Grundy game at 8 o'clock. We were talking about this off the air, too. Between snowstorms and wind and cold and now ice, Coach, I'm ready to get to postseason play. I'm ready to get to districts.
I hope the weather holds out so we don't have, you know, have to reschedule games, because when you start doing that, it gets tough.
Yeah, and we don't have much time left doing that. 2 weeks left to go in the regular season. Is it something that's been done yet, Coach, or do you have the seeding meeting coming up here shortly?
The seeding meeting is this week, but I haven't heard yet when it is, but it should be here in the next 2 or 3 days, and I haven't checked my emails this morning, so it may already be in my emails, but I know they're trying to get it this week.
Gotcha. Where is your districts going to be at?
It's at Linn County.
At Linn County. So what sort of a seed do you hope for, and who are going to be some of the tougher teams in your district this year?
Well, Green City's in that, so that would be the first seed. And, you know, we should actually be up in that top 2-3 seed, I think.
Yeah, and we've talked about this in the past too with this Grundy program. Certainly it's taken a couple of really good positive steps over the last couple of years, and I think the thing that you're looking for is to make that big postseason run, to play your best in district play. Is that kind of the next step for your program right now, Coach?
I'm hoping that's what we do. The girls have just got to have the confidence, and like you said, I don't have the numbers that I had at the beginning. But I have 8 right now that we're playing. Hopefully everybody stays healthy and we don't have any more injuries. And, you know, that's what I'm keying on. Just stay healthy and just play the best you can. Because, you know, when you start getting injuries and at this time of year, it makes it really difficult to do well.
And well, we'll talk more about these games next week. But as far as testing yourself against good competition, next Monday at Tyne Avalon, Tri-County at home next Tuesday the 12th, Meadville at home on the 14th. Those are 3 good teams, Coach. You'll be tested next week going into districts.
Yes, we will. All 3 of those games are going to be tough games, and so we're going to get tired, so we're going to have to just get in there and make sure that we rest. I always tell the girls before, especially game day, I said eat breakfast, eat lunch. You don't have to eat much before your ball game, but always eat, because sometimes girls have a tendency to want to go all day long without eating. And then during a game, they're tired. They're getting tired at the end. And I'm just like, you guys have got to prepare your bodies for this game. You know, that's what an athlete does. You know what you should eat, and you know how much you should drink and keep yourself hydrated. And that's something kids tend not to do. They don't prepare, you know, themselves.
I agree with you. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm the same way. If I don't have enough food by about 2:30, 3 o'clock, I'm racing to get something into my system. So,
mm-hmm.
I've been there.
I am too.
That. Yeah.
Me too. And that's what I told him. I said, you know your body. You know what you need to eat and what you know. And don't be eating a bunch of junk food either. Just eat what you know is good for you, and that makes you play, that where you play the best. There's some foods that, you know, I would not eat before a game, but there's some foods that, you know, you feel like you need. And so hopefully they'll be smart about that.
East Harrison next up for Grundy tomorrow night at 8 o'clock if the weather can hold off for Tuesday night. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck this week.
Thank you.